Hundreds of self-charging electric robots that look like small scooters go whizzing across a giant concrete floor at Amazon Air. As they work to fill your orders, some speed up and others slow down because they don't all have the same priority. Director of Operations Adrian Melendez explains what happens on this robotic sortation floor.
This one here at CVG is the largest on the planet that we have, and we use it to move packages from our index stations to one of our slides to take the packages down to our associates to load on either an air container for an aircraft or to go outbound on a truck to a local delivery station.
There are very few people on the floor. They interact with the self-charging robots called drives and the robotic arms that put packages on the drives. It's kind of amazing how the drives know where to go.
They primarily use these square stickers on the floor we call fiducials. And so the drive unit has a sensor on the bottom of it that reads those fiducials as it makes its way across the floor. And it knows exactly where it needs to speed up, slow down, stop, turn, wait for another drive to go in front of it.
Company-wide, Amazon has more than 500,000 drives and more than a dozen types of robots. It's testing a robot called Sparrow in Boston. It's the first Amazon robot that can sort different shapes and sizes. Some worry it might replace people. Melendez says, don't worry about that.
Robotics can never replace people. The robots are really good at algorithms or following set paths, but it's really the exception handling and the manual manipulation of packages that people are really good at. People are problem solvers, and that's what we want to keep our folks doing.
Plus, he says robots help reduce repetitive use injuries from pivoting and twisting. Right now, Amazon Air at CVG is using an earlier generation of Sparrow called Robin that can only redirect packages, not sort. Melendez introduces Amazon employee Elizabeth Schneider, who points to a worker repairing one of the robotic drives.
So you would maybe wonder, how are they out there not getting run over by drives, right? So you see, I have an example here. This is an example of our service vest.
The service vest sends a signal to the driver to first slow down and then stop when it gets within several feet. DHL also uses robots in some of its operations. There are 4,000 in its e-commerce warehouse facilities, the closest of which are in Columbus and Indianapolis. DHL supply chain CEO Oscar DeBach says three issues spurred an increase in robotics: the growth in e-commerce, robotics innovation, and a worker shortage. He says DHL can train new workers in an hour since robots are doing much of the work.
It used to take weeks in the past. So that's another important element as well, which makes it easier. And then the point I made about being able to cover fluctuations. If you have robotic solutions, you're also easier to cover trends of high season, low season.
DHL uses robots for picking, loading, packaging, and more. DeBach expects DHL will add more robots.
The way I always say it internally is what last year was innovation, today is standard. And that's effectively the speed within which we're moving.
According to the McKinsey Global Institute, by 2030, 14% of the global workforce may need to switch jobs because of advances in digitization, automation, and artificial intelligence. Business futurist Marvin Dijon.
So what we're really noticing now is a very nascent stage. So think of a child going from, baby toddler to, an adolescent stages.
He says companies are increasingly seeing value in bringing robotics into the workforce to ramp up productivity, revenue, and profit share. Dijon says upskilling and reskilling are going to be front and center in the next 3 to 5 years.
And this is where academia, corporations, and not-for-profit or public and private entities really need to start having a discussion, because this is unprecedented in our time in terms of reshifting people's skills in such a short period of time.
Dijon says there's only so much retraining companies like Amazon and DHL can do. He predicts we'll see a shift toward more temporary workers and contract teams who do short-term projects. He also points out artificial intelligence will create jobs. More on that at WVXU.org, as well as pictures of the local Amazon operation. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.